COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation Party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Tuesday type action, Team Atlanta over here, and Eva Marcel is back with us doing it well.
Yes. Oh. Hey, go ahead.
Welcome back. Thank Plus, you. We got to say what's up to our L.A. peeps. Heidi and Frank, how y'all doing?
Oh, well, hey, hey, Atlanta. We didn't see you there.
You again.
Hey, guys.
Over here behind the mulberry
in
bush.
Living color, no doubt.
Well, later on in the show, Michael B. Jordan got an apology, and we're going to tell you why. Plus, we got to talk about the latest on John Cena and Nikki Bella. Did she give him another Ella? We'll talk about it. But first, Heidi, I hear Kristen Stewart is making a statement. What's up,
Oh, yeah, she really is. She's rebelling against the Cannes Film Festival. The Cannes Film Festival is going on right now, and I guess they have a rule there that all women attending must wear high heels, all men must wear black tie, and there are no flats allowed. And Kristen Stewart walked into the premiere of Spike Lee's film Black Klansman. She actually took her high heel shoes off and just carried them, as we've all done.
Wow.
But, I mean, that was an insult to Christian Louboutin because those shoes were red bottoms and she took them off in essence saying that they hurt her feet. So.
Exactly.
Listen, I'm with Kristen Stewart. I'm taking my heels off right now. They're not Louboutins because, well, you know.
If Louboutin made skis, my God, how big are those shoes?
All right, well, Michael B. Jordan, he received a journalist apology. That doesn't happen a lot. This lady by the name of Maude Garrett interviewed Michael B. Jordan about the movie Black Panther, and she tried to relate to him with the whole Wakanda salute. And he wasn't having it at all.
So you saw the movie now, right? Or you saw it
before? I saw it before.
Okay. I'm sorry.
What? What's it?
I ain't from Wakanda.
You ain't from Wakanda?
Yeah, say it again.
First of all, I don't know why he treating that woman like that when he probably asked her for her number later on.
You know damn well he did.
He probably asked her for her number and took her out.
Mm, don't be trying to play Michael like that.
Don't try to play her like that.
He went full-blown Killmonger on her. You can't just greet people like that.
Well, you can't. You can't. You got to give us something. Hold on. Wakanda Forever is for everybody, I thought.
No, Wakanda.
We're not sharing
that. Wakanda is not for everyone. It's everybody light skin and under.
Wakanda is not for everyone. It's for us.
She said light skin and under.
No.
But still, I'm
you borderline. Okay. You can only put one arm.
So, of course, Black Twitter had a field day with Michael's reaction. So, the reporter felt the need to issue an apology. She wrote, "Since this is blowing up without crediting and fueling a misinterpretation, I'll happily provide context. And Michael B. Jordan wouldn't do the handshake since his character Killmonger is from Oakland, not Wakanda. He's staying true to the lore." She said, I apologize to those who have found disrespect or offense caused by my actions in what was otherwise a fun and lighthearted chat about an incredible movie.
She's just trying to be like, I'm a fan. I saw the movie. I like the movie. She was just trying to ingratiate, and he was just not happy.
But no, but it's like when a white person comes up and they're like, hey, bro. Or they, like, try to, you know, try to get, like, super black.
Like, Eve, if I came up to you and I was like, what's up, sister? It's probably not cool, right?
Yeah.
No.
I'd be like, Heidi, stop. Now, do you have dry shampoo?
I do. I have dry shampoo, yeah. Up next, John Cena and Nikki Bella called off their engagement just really weeks before they were set to walk down the aisle, and we're hearing that it was because John Cena didn't want to have...
Got smart.
No, stop it. It's because John Cena didn't want to have kids, and Nikki did. Well, now John Cena was on the Today Show, and he appears to have changed his tune. Take a look.
The point is, for anyone out there speculating on what's going on, I love her, I want to be with her, I want to make her my wife, I want to be the father of her children. I just want us to work, and that's so just from here. And all that other stuff you see is BS. I'm just trying to live life without her on a very emotional set of time that has been very difficult for me. But we're here. We're here.
We're here.
We're here.
We're here. Yeah,
we're in the present.
This is what I want. This is what I want to do, because if you're watching going like this or watching shaking your fist, I think the greatest takeaway from all this, I really do. I know for a fact that I was in love, and I've never been in love before. And I'm telling you out there, it's real. It's horrible. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I hurt so much because I know it was there and it was real. And every day I take that and I have that. And if I never have another day with Nicole, I will take 6 years with Nicole over 5 years and 364 days any day of the week. And I'm so grateful. And if she's watching, I'm grateful for being able to stand by her side for 6 years. And that's what should make you smile.
Okay, can we have a Kleenex?
Are they together or are they not together?
No, I don't think so. No, they're not together.
I guarantee y'all, that woman is sitting at home watching the TV calling BS.
Yeah.
Because if he said all of those things to her, and y'all know how she talked about him, y'all saw how she loved him, she wanted a baby. If he said all that to her, they would still be getting married right now.
Well, as for all of this, Nikki was bombarded on the red carpet last night, and let's see what she has to say about all this.
John was just on the Today Show and he was talking to you. Did you see it?
Oh my God, no.
So he said, I love her, I want to be with her, I want to be the father of her children. We still talk, it's all messed up.
That's wow. Well, I'm speechless. That's crazy. Yeah.
You can tell that Nikki's not here for any of it.
That's
because the way she looked at her sister, She basically cursed with her eyes.
She looked at her, she looked at her sister like, girl, you know what I've been telling you about him. Girl,
exactly.
That was the white version of Negro, please.
Exactly. She said,
Okay, wait now.
Yeah, that Beyonce just gave Solange that look once in an elevator. We saw what happened after that.
Well, moving on, it's time for Insta Dance. Dude, and I don't need y'all help on this one.
Oh, okay.
Well, a couple weeks ago, we talked about how Snoop Dogg has been hitting the gym, you know, trying to get fit and all of that, but it looks like Wiz Khalifa beat him to the punch.
Oh.
Whoa.
Look at this pic.
Looks like somebody's been smoking that sour diesel.
Okay. He is really juiced up in these pictures.
Yes. I think Wiz Khalifa looks like a full-on snack.
Yeah, he looks good. Yeah, he looks
full-on snack, like really you put him good on a plate and eating it, not just a
exactly,
a
like he's like
towel.
Tapas snack. Like, you can eat this and that's enough.
You can pass it down to me.
Honey, here you go, boys. You get you some.
I got it, girl.
Gary, how long would it take you to get into Wiz Khalifa's new shape?
Child, please. About a week, you could buy that. You could buy pics and six packs. You could buy that.
You'll be wrapped up tight
like
from
that
surgery. But you ain't going to no jail.
Right. You are not
like
Kanye.
Yeah, we're going to need a deli slicer, a wood chipper, exacto
knife.
Haters.
Up next, Rob Gronkowski celebrated his 29th birthday in Jamaica with his bikini model girlfriend, Camille Kostak. Is that his name? Kostak? Kostak? Who cares? She looks great in a bikini, right? Rob doesn't even know her name.
He can barely say his own last name.
It seems like they're having a good time.
Oh my God, him at the end clapping is so funny to me. He's just like, yeah!
That's my woman.
Right.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Was she sending a subliminal message, eating a watermelon or something? Was that something that?
Because it's a tasty, fruit. It's hot outside. Watermelon.
It was fruit.
If she was eating an unsliced cucumber, she'd be sending a message. Do you think they had sex before that video was taken or after?
After. You gotta look at the braids. After. The braids after. Are perfect. If she'd had sex with that hair, the braids have been like, look, even after like a UFC fight, the girl's braids are like, it was crazy.
Yeah, that definitely would have been after.
Right. Coming up, who would ever want to kill Candace Bergen? I don't know, but we're gonna tell you up next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Yes, honey, icon and actress Jane Fonda admitted, y'all, that she had murderous thoughts about her co-star back in the day.
My.
Like murderous as in want to kill?
Want to kill? Oh, my God. Yes, honey. Now, when promoting their new movie, Book Club, Jane told People Magazine that she wanted to push Candace Bergen off of a ladder when she first saw her in the 1960s.
Very showgirl.
Yeah, I guess so, child.
That's how they like to kill people back then.
Yeah, I don't know why I could see Jane actually thinking about or doing this. Remember when she played in that movie with Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah.
The mother's, honey.
But
she seemed a little evil then.
That was dating back in her Barbarella days, too, honey. Yes, honey. Now, Jane's boyfriend at the time said that he had just met the beautiful teenage Candace and wanted them to meet. So, quote, she was still living with her family. Now, we rang the doorbell, and Candace was at the top of a ladder. I wanted to pull it over. Oh. Now, Jane explains why she thinks her boyfriend wanted them to meet. She said, quote, I think that he thought that maybe if she saw him with me, that she would think better of him or something.
Yep.
Really?
Normally, if a guy, he can be okay looking. But if his girlfriend is gorgeous or whatever, it makes him more attractive to other females. It's just what it is.
So, if any of y'all had any murderous thoughts about somebody that was a little bit too pretty or too good?
Not murder. See, I'm the one that, like, wants your regimen. So if you have, like, your edges are really nice or you're really cute, I just want to know the secret. I'm not murderous.
Yeah. If your hair is long and mine ain't long, I will go buy it. And I'll go buy your texture hair that I want. Okay. Well, guys, Katy Perry opened up to America that she put her religious parents through pure hell.
I'm sure she did.
Perry recently said that, oh, my God, we put our parents, well, I'm only speaking for me, from my experience, I put my parents through hell and back and back.
I was really hoping that story was going to lead to she thought about pushing Taylor Swift off a ladder.
Yeah, I'm sure she
Well, didn't Katy Perry used to sing, like, gospel music before she, like, when she first started out?
But I knew she put her parents in her when she made that song, I Kissed a Girl, and she liked it. Because, you know, honey, her parents religious.
Right.
You kissing a girl.
That's taboo. Well, you know, and here's the thing. Most kids of a religious household.
Thank you.
Normally, it's the preacher's kids.
Yes.
They're bad as one
of the
church.
Doing
ever.
The absolute the worst most.
Kids ever. Well, I used to steal the car.
Yeah,
but I used to steal the car.
Babe, I used to put that car in neutral and push it down the driveway.
I used to do the same thing.
But y'all put it in neutral so it'd be quiet.
I had a driveway, so like the side of the house, you could hear it, so I would go and put it in neutral. But the way the cross the street was set up, it was so whack. The driveways weren't aligned, so I had to hop in there and press the brakes before I hit a tree across the street. But I became a professional. I did it like once a week.
All right, so let's talk about Willow Smith real quick. She's revealed the secret to her mom in front of the camera. And people are like, what? Now, you know Jada Pinkett Smith, her grandmother, and Willow, they got that new show, Red Table Talk, on Facebook Watch. Yeah. Well, Willow admitted to her mom and grandmother that early on, fame took a toll on her. Take a look.
I was just, like, plunged into this, like, black hole.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, cutting myself.
What?
Yeah, and doing crazy things.
Really? When were you cutting yourself? I didn't see that part.
Like, there's still a little something there, but, like, totally lost my sanity for a moment there.
Wow.
I mean, and it was always kind of like known that like Willow kind of hated the attention that came with that record. But it's crazy the things that go on behind the scenes or behind closed doors of your kids when you're not really, not say paying attention, but like you think everything's okay and they're just being teenagers.
Yeah.
Wow. And then just a look at Jada and the grandmother.
The grandmother. I know.
Yeah, you can tell they wanted to say more, but then you also don't want to scare her because now she's finally opening up and telling you her truth. So
when you're a child of a famous person, celebrity as big as Will and Jada, like, you didn't necessarily sign up for it, and part of it is kind of what you think that you're supposed to do.
And then her first single was kind of popping, too. So
it was very
it,
much
it was
so
a
popping.
Lot more work that came with that success.
Yeah, because
I
was an adult whipping my hair back and forth.
Right, that was the jam.
All right, well, coming up, the latest meme that's sweeping the web that's so good that you'll have to call the police.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Yay. Now, here's a PSA to all our non-melanated friends out there. Chill.
Chill.
Oh, there's so much going on right now. So
easy.
There was this white woman in Oakland who called the cops and two black men who would get this. Barbecuing.
What?
It's illegal to have a charcoal grill in the park here.
No, it's not, actually. I just looked at the map. It says this is a designated barbecue area.
No, not for a charcoal grill. No charcoal grills are allowed. Do you want to see it? I don't care what...
Are you sure? Are you sure it's not because you don't want black people being out here?
It has nothing to do with their race.
Should you be barbecuing right there in the middle of the lake?
Yeah, it's a park. People
it's
be barbecuing for a long time.
But they have barbecue pits set up in the park
sometimes,
where you should be barbecuing.
You use sometimes those barbecue pits that are already set up?
Yeah, but you just can't just plant your barbecue pit just
yes,
right there.
Yes, you can, Gary. I got a portable barbecue grill that has wheels on it. That's so that you can go for, like, camping and things of that nature. Yes, you can.
Yeah, but I don't want to see all that out in the middle of the park neither, though, honey. I mean, go to a designated
area. Well, you the one who called the lady who called the cops.
Okay. that white lady, your friend.
Well, anytime something like this happens, you know Black Twitter's going to come through and represent. Oh, and we went all the way in. She's like the crying Jordan for white people right
now.
Yes, she is. Here she is calling the cops on Martin Luther King Jr.
at a speech.
Y'all.
I cannot. Too many to gather on the lawn.
Okay. Oh, and of course she had the hate on Rosa Parks.
Now, that's a good edit, because I didn't even realize she was in the back.
That's hilarious.
Yes, honey.
And maybe you missed her when she did a little cameo in Good Times.
Uh-oh.
Oh, and of course we found a bunch more. Take a look at this one.
Oh,
man.
Gary, where are you finding these banana hammocks? Your panties are smaller than mine.
Yes. Oh, no.
She saw you getting ready to get up and do something violent. She was on it.
Are you
at the hospital?
Why did I call the police on you?
Oh, my God.
I'm about to give birth to a baby. That is
my Lord.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
That's right, and if you're looking for that million-dollar smile, then you're looking for the Pop Sonic Teeth Whitening Kit. It's lit, y'all. Now, this kit makes your teeth whiter in just 10 minutes. With gentle vibrations and 7 LED lights, the whitening gel penetrates deep into your enamel for a deeper and longer-lasting white.
So how long will it take to whiten your teeth?
Well, get this. It's clinically proven to whiten your teeth 6 shades in 2 weeks.
What?
Not long at all.
Oh, my pearly white teeth used to pick me up, honey. How much?
The Pop Sonic Teeth Whitening Kit has been seen as high as $70.
Oh.
For our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $29.
What?
$29.
With all natural ingredients, too? Oh,
yes.
And it's the whole kit. It's not just going to do the bottom?
No, it can do your top, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Just go to MorningSave.com and add some sprinkle to your smile.
All right, y'all. Damon Wayans spoke up about the drama that's on his show, and it's not pretty. We'll tell you about that coming up next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, apparently Damon Wayans cannot let sleeping dogs lie. We told you yesterday that Lethal Weapon, show right here on Fox, a show we love, has been renewed for a third season, but without Damon Wayans' co-star, Clayne Crawford. And now, I guess Damon Wayans is coming forward. He took to Twitter last night to sort of explain Clayne Crawford's bad behavior. Damon showed a video of himself getting hit with shrapnel from an explosion during an episode that Klain directed.
Oh, okay.
You were on a set recently where there was a big explosion that happened.
Yes.
There's a lot that goes into it. I mean, did anybody get hurt, or is it like really prepared, really?
No, it was all day to shoot this one scene.
Right. So I think maybe that's what Damon Wayans is saying. He's a bad director, and he's not like, oh, I'm going to have an explosion scene. I'm not really going to, you know, dot
the eyes. Damon posted this picture of this wound on the back of his head where he got clipped with that shrapnel. But I'm thinking, since he already owns that little cowboy hat.
For In Living Color.
He can just stick that right there and cover it right up. No harm, no foul.
Have you ever been in that situation where you said, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore. It's him or me. Make a decision.
If I him or me and they chose him.
Or, you, or even in a relationship. Have you been in a relationship where you're like, listen, what's going on?
It's him or me.
Him or me. And
you, honey.
Oh, that was
kidding.
She didn't even think. She didn't have to think about it. See you later.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.